Welcome, everybody, to this special interview with WWN Live's Gabe Sapolsky. We'll be joined by Gabe in just a moment. Want to remind everybody that Shake Them Ropes will be new on Tuesday, March 3rd or 4th. What day will it be? It'll be March 3rd. We will be back live talking WWE Raw, the build to WrestleMania. We're going to review and recap Randy Orton versus Christian from SummerSlam 2011 as part of our top 100 match series. We are also going to discuss Jeff's live attendance of PWG from out of nowhere this weekend. So we'll talk to Jeff about the PWG experience, as well as talk a little bit about Samoa Joe in Ring of Honor. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about tomorrow. That'll be Tuesday night. It'll come at you at voicesofwrestling.com, shakethemropes.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, RSS, everywhere you can get us. All of our information for subscribing to the show is at shakethemropes.com/subscribe. And you can get into our YouTube, including this video version of the show, at shakethemropes.com/YouTube or search Shake Them Ropes on YouTube. We would ask that you subscribe to the channel, like, comment, give us the pros, give us the cons, give us any feedback at all. We would love it. So go ahead and do that. We would appreciate it. We'll be right back here with Gabe Sapolsky. All right, everybody, Rob McCarron here, Shake Them Ropes and VoicesOfWrestling.com. Today we are here alongside Gabe Sapolsky talking everything coming up as far as Evolve, Dragon Gate USA, Shine, everything that's coming up. Gabe Sapolsky, how are you today, sir?
Good. Thank you very much for having me on. I like what you guys are doing with the site there. I follow mainly on Twitter and everything, but I obviously have a lot of passion and knowledge and support for the independent wrestling scene. That's greatly appreciated, and I appreciate everyone out there listening. Thank you very much for taking some time, and hopefully this is a good show. We're gearing up for this Sunday, March 8th, live pay-per-view of all from Deer Park, New York, back in the New York market, and then, of course, WrestleMania weekend, WWN Live Experience featuring 7 live events. I'm booking the 2 Evolve shows, March 26th, a Thursday night, March 27th, Friday afternoon, and then Saturday afternoon we have the WWN Super Show, and the afternoon shows will be over in time for you to attend the other events that night. We do have the King of Indies tournament happening feature as part of the WWN Live Experience, but the afternoon shows will be over in time for you to catch whatever else you want that weekend, and Thursday night we're pretty much on pause, so it's a great chance to come check out all the guys. Shows are absolutely loaded. Drew Galloway, the Evolve Champion, PJ Black, of course, he was Justin Gabriel, he's going to get a chance to shine. Johnny Gargano, the DGUSA champ, Ricochet, Juan Nation, AR Fox, Rick Swan, Drew Gulak, Biff Busick, Timothy Thatcher, Chris Hero. The list goes on and on and on. And, of course, the Saturday afternoon, March 28th, has the reuniting of Generation Next with Roderick Strong and Austin Aries. First time they've teamed in years, and they're taking on Ricochet and Wild Nation. So a lot going on, a lot being busy, but right now I'm real focused on this Sunday, March 8th, with Drew Galloway versus Roderick Strong steel cage match. And I do want to mention, everything can be found, all the live eye pay-per-views and everything, at WWNLive.com, and you can also go to DGUSA.TV for ticket and building info. So that's WWNLive.com and DGUSA.TV. So how's that for getting all the plugs in right off the bat?
Got it in right away, and that's the major reason why I wanted to talk to you, is because every time, and especially in the last couple of years, you know, surrounding WrestleMania, surrounding, you know, all the independent events that take place around that weekend, when you were with Ring of Honor, you were kind of the pioneer of putting an event in close conjunction with WrestleMania and making it a success. I'm here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I remember going to the WrestleMania in Detroit and Ring of Honor shows being around it. WrestleMania in Chicago, and you would have the Detroit shows and the Chicago shows. And now there's so many different promotions that run shows that weekend. Everyone's looking for that specific hook. And I wanted you to, you know, come on here so we can kind of get through the confusion, because there's a lot of people that might be confused out there with all the different shows. And we'll talk about those shows for sure. But there was some news on the show that you mentioned coming up here on the 8th this weekend. There was some news this weekend or this week about that show. Can you go into the adding and subtracting of some talents there?
I mean, first of all, I don't deserve the credit for the WrestleMania weekend thing. Now it's Kerry Silken, and now it's probably his greatest contribution besides money during the time that I was there, was insisting on doing the WrestleMania weekend shows. That was his idea, and I was actually against it because my mentor, Paul Heyman, was like, kind of like, hey, leave that weekend to WWE, and I'd do what Paul said. So and Paul didn't mean that, like, don't do competition with WWE. Right. His whole point was anything you do that weekend is going to be overshadowed by Sunday night mm-hmm. and what happens to WrestleMania. So it's a poor time to run. But Gary, he wanted to go ahead and do it, and it turned into a great promoting success because all the fans coming in from out of town and everything. So, and then it's just blown up into a huge thing. So, Carrie does deserve the credit there. As far as this weekend goes, Trent Barretta is out and Davey Richards is in. So we're really lucky to have Davey Richards, coming in. He's able to be on the iPay-per-view now for us. We got him wrestling Anthony Nice. So it's half of the DGUSA tag champs and Anthony Nice against Davey Richards, half of the American Wolves. And, Davey and I, we've had an up-and-down relationship over the years, and now it's better than ever. So I'm thrilled to have him in, and he deserves a lot of credit for coming in and stepping in and being there for us. And it means a great deal to me personally because it's like, you know, he acknowledges our history and what we've done together, the good, not the bad, but but the good times. And he said, you know, and he could have held us up for a lot of money and said, oh, you guys are desperate, I need this amount, which has happened in the past with guys. Or he could have pitched a moan about one thing or another or not wanted to do it, which has happened in the past with guys. But Davey said, hey, we got a lot of history, man. Like, you know, what can he pay me? And let's make this happen. And we gave him a fair deal, and he accepted. And now we're lucky to have him back on board. And I think that's going to be a huge addition to the show this Sunday. And it's going to be big for Anthony Nice, too. We're at the Sportatorium, which is the NYWC building, and that's where he came from. That's his old stomping grounds, and they do a phenomenal job with their school there, developing just great pro wrestlers, and he's right out of that system. So he's going back to kind of his home building with this huge match against Davey Richards. So it's really, you know, everything fell into line with that.
Now, Matt Cage is on the show this weekend, too. Is that right?
Yep, Matt Cage is coming in. He's a guy that I've wanted to get in for a long time now, and keeping a close eye on him for a while. We just haven't had the right opportunity in the right spot, and finally we do this Sunday. So he's coming in. We got him against A.R. Fox, which Cage was super happy when I told him his match got switched to that. Not because he didn't want to wrestle Anthony, he's his original opponent, but Fox is a guy that he's trained with and a guy that he's never had that singles match against. So we're going to do that this Sunday. And I haven't talked to Fox lately, since we changed the match, but I'm sure he's going to be super happy with it. I mean, Fox takes whatever you give him and tries to steal the show with it. So I'm sure he's going to be super happy about the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to that one on Sunday, too, and seeing what Matt Cage brings to the table. That's part of our new thing where we have, instead of the booker or the management bringing in new talent, we're letting the established wrestlers we have endorse a new guy to come in to evolve. And it can be an international star, which Chris Hero is doing with Tommy End at WWN Live Experience on WrestleMania weekend. It can be an upcomer. It can be a veteran. It can be anybody. It just can't be somebody that's really had a run and evolve so far. They could have a match or two or here and there. But we're basically doing this endorsement deal, and UA Nation is the one endorsing Matt Cage to come in, which is another twist on that, since UA Nation and Air Fox are tag partners and part of that whole training circle and everything. So it should be an interesting situation. I'm looking forward to what Matt Cage brings to the table. I just had this tiramisu latte at Starbucks, so I feel like I'm going a million miles an hour here, and that's why.
You tweeted about that. It's apparently the next big thing.
It's awesome. It's amazing. I love it.
Do you think that helps the camaraderie in the locker room that, you know, you have guys who are basically endorsing other talents to come in? It kind of gives them a little bit more power. I mean, how does that help the evolution of Evolve, and how does that help the, you know, the environment backstage with this promotion being a little bit different, that they can have that kind of say?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it right there, and that's the idea, is to give the guys who've been with us for a few years and the guys who've established themselves and made Evolve and made the WWN family is give them that power and give them that opportunity and give them that ownership of what's going on in the locker room. So it's a way to really establish some leaders and also show the guys that, hey, you've been here. You're the veterans here now. So let's see what you got. Let's bring in some new guys, and it's your choice on who you think earns that spot, because the guys who are picking the guys to come in have earned the power to do so over everything they've contributed or over all their contributions to the WWN family over the years.
Now, a lot of people out there are talking about the resurgence the last year that Roderick Strong has had. He's in the main event of the show on Sunday against Drew Galloway, who's also had a pretty good run for you in Evolve there. What do you think about this main event, and more specifically, the last year that Roderick Strong has had, especially in your promotion?
Roderick Strong, to me, is doing what Bryan Danielson did in 2005, and where Bryan really just got comfortable with his character in the ring. And it took Roddy a while. I mean, obviously, he's been around for a while, but now you see him really finding himself and getting comfortable with his character. Now, not wrestling-wise. We've all known for the last 10 years or whatever that Roderick Strong is an awesome wrestler and a true pro, one of the best going today. But now he's gaining that promo ability and that character to match his wrestling ability and becoming a total package, just like Bryan did in 2005. And that's really like my favorite thing to watch, is even a guy like Roderick, and you've seen guys who have been around for years and years and 10 years, and they're still doing all the same stuff and they're still the same person. And Roddy's not doing that. He's evolving himself. He's taking his game to the next level in all facets, and he's always trying to improve, and that's a huge testament to the kind of person Roderick Strong is. The thing we have with him and Drew Galloway, it was supposed to be a one-shot deal in September. We had the match in Brooklyn. It was supposed to be, here's Drew Galloway, new to the independents, against Roderick Strong, the benchmark of the independents for 10 years. Let's see how Galloway does. And they just went in there, and they had an intense match and instant chemistry there. And they brought the hate to each other. So it obviously had legs. We immediately did something to secure the next match or build to the next match. And that happened in January in Ybor City, Florida, at Evolve. And they tore the building apart, literally. We had to buy new doors for the building, as a matter of fact. But they brawled out to the street. They brawled on the bar. It was just a crazy fight. And now that leads to this Sunday, March 8th, a live eye pay-per-view, the Steel Cage match at WWNLive.com out of Long Island. So, you know, it's just been something where you got two guys, and Roderick, who you started out with the question here, and Drew, and they took this and they made it into something. They took what was supposed to be one match, and they made it into something that could become the first ever steel cage match in Evolve, and they deserve all the credit in the world for that.
Dylan Waco on Twitter asks, what made you decide to create a sort of World of Sport inspired subdivision of Evolve, basically featuring the mat work guys, and more specifically Timothy Thatcher, who's been working for your promotion, that's gotten a lot of rave reviews? What do you feel about that characterization of a division in Evolve and about that evolution?
Well, it's definitely highly influenced by the World of Sport, but I think these guys are taking it and kind of making it their own. And that all plays into a Paul Heyman lesson, where you showcase strengths and hide weaknesses and you zig and zag. Mm-hmm. And there's not really any promotions really giving that style the center stage right now. And at the same time, we have the guys that can do it with Thatcher and Biff Busick and Drew Gulak. That's kind of the core of it. And then you got like Chris Hero and Tommy Ends coming in. And there's a bunch of other guys too. But you have that core, you have those guys where it's their strengths and it's their ability, and they're doing new and fresh and creative stuff with it, and it also sets you apart as a promotion. It's a no-brainer then to kind of pull the trigger and try to make it into something, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Moving along to the WrestleMania weekend, because you have several big shows going WrestleMania weekend. The one on Saturday, the WWN Super Show, this is the one where Generation Next is reteaming with Austin Aries and Roderick Strong. You're going to have PJ Black, who is Justin Gabriel in WWE, Drew Galloway, who is Drew McIntyre. This show is loaded both on a independent standpoint as well as former WWE names. Do you feel that you've done enough to get people to maybe look away from other shows and come to your shows that week?
I mean, I hope so. I'm doing everything I can. So I'm really proud of the talent roster we have together. I mean, when you look at it, it's kind of an all-star roster. I mean, you got TNA, Lucha Underground, R-Core guys, even, you know, an ode to my past with that Generation Next thing, you know. So we're doing everything we can, and we're going to have a Shine women's match on there too. So we're doing everything we can to set it apart and have a standout lineup, and that's the best you can do. So hopefully people will pay attention, you know. It is true. If you put on something people want to see, it doesn't matter what the excuses are or what else is going on, people are going to come out and see it. So hopefully they support it. That's what I'm trying.
Yeah, I think that Generation Next, too, because that was announced pretty early on. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, and I like the match that we did with it. I think it's cool. Where I sound, that's egotistical. I sound like I'm putting over my booking there, but
great
I like
job,
the way
Gabe.
you got Aries and Strong, who kind of changed the game and changed the landscape 10 years ago, and they're against the Ricochet and UA Nation, who are changing the game and changing the landscape, not just here with WWN, but also in Japan with Dragon Gate, and they've been doing it for a couple of years now. And of course, Ricochet having success with Lucha Underground. So it's like the guys who did it 10 years ago against the guys who are doing it now. And it's a really unique and interesting match. You know, a lot of times I book stuff because I want to see it, and that's a match that as a fan, I want to sit down in the crowd and watch it.
Absolutely. I think that's what got a lot of hype early on too. And I think that that was a good move. I think making that the first big announcement, because that was something that those going into WrestleMania weekend are interested in seeing, and it makes them keep their eyes on what might be next introduced for it too. And also getting Justin Gabriel early on, what was contacting him like after he left WWE? What kind of dealings have you had with him for maybe shows in the future? Or can you talk anything about Justin Gabriel coming in?
Yeah, he's super excited. As soon as I thought he was released, and the success we've had with Drew Galloway and Trent Barretta, who got released from WWE and then came and been like elite performers for us. It was a no-brainer to say, okay, well, here's a guy who's got some name value, especially for all the WWE fans in town. At least they know who he is, but also a guy who I've always been very impressed with his athleticism and always thought that he adds a lot of potential, but he didn't really get a chance to show it in WWE. Mm-hmm. So let's give him a shot. Let's have some fresh matches around him. And I made contact through Drew Galloway. He helped us out a lot. And Drew put us over and said, hey, look, these are what these guys are doing for me right now. So this is a good place to come in and make an impact. And PJ Black is like, he's super excited. I mean, he's coming in to really show the world what he can do. The big thing was, of course, Drew told me that PJ Black wanted to work him. So I said, all right, you know, tell him we'll make that happen. We'll do that the first night in, and that's going to happen on Thursday, March 26th at Evolve. It's going to be Drew Galloway versus PJ Black. So there's a whole idea of these are the guys that are going to, they're going to go in there and show what they weren't allowed to show in WWE. And I have high hope for that one. And then we got PJ Black against Ricochet on the second show. So there you have the kind of standard of the high fly now. I mean, Ricochet's a guy who, I mean, he's the man right now. So So PJ Black's going to have an opportunity there. And actually, he told me, PJ, that when I told him, hey, what do you think of wrestling Ricochet? He said that was his favorite guy to watch now. Okay. So he's super excited about that one. And then it's AR Fox on the third show. That's the WWN Super Show on March 28th, Saturday afternoon. So that's kind of like the two daredevils going at it there. So, yeah, he's definitely going to be tested that weekend. That's without a doubt right there. And, again, you can see all that at WWNLive.com. But he's coming to work, and he's super excited, and he's coming with something to prove.
What's the status on the future of the actual Dragon Gate USA brand here in the States?
Right now, I'd say it's in hibernation. We're keeping the titles alive, obviously. We're using the name. But it just became one of those things where we had those visa problems last year, and it just kept dragging on and on and on. And by the time we got it worked out, Dragon Gate had set their roster in Japan. They couldn't wait for us. And the one weekend they could make it over here was when we had the China tour in November. So of all the ironies there, mm-hmm. of course, then we couldn't have done it. We couldn't have put on shows while we were in China. So we lost that opportunity, and they kind of had to move forward with their business, and at the same time we had to move forward with ours. But the relationship's still there. It's still good. It's just in hibernation right now. So it could come back one day. I hope it does. And we still have a good relationship. It's just one of those things where right now we kind of both went forward in different directions.
How was that China trip, and where would you rank it as far as the different things you've done in pro wrestling?
It's right up there at the top. It was an amazing, unique, incredible experience. They treated us like rock stars over there. We were in five-star hotels every night, five-star buffets for every meal. That part was phenomenal. They held our hand. They took us everywhere. And then being in front of that crowd was such a unique experience because there are a lot of fans there that didn't even know what a three count was, it seemed like. Uh-huh. Like, they just didn't know what pro wrestling was. So seeing what they reacted to, who they reacted to, what got over, what didn't get over, and then making adjustments on the fly, it was a lot of fun and a learning experience for everybody. I mean, it was, I can't wait to go back, and we're definitely going back later this year.
Going back later this year, how, when you initially started getting talent for that show, was there any resistance from talent to go? Was there any convincing that you had to do, or was everyone like, yep, let's go?
Yeah, I mean, one thing about pro wrestlers is they get into this, especially independent, to travel the world.
Yeah.
And it's a free trip to China where we were promised to be treated great. Now, we didn't know what was going to happen when we got over there. Uh-huh. I didn't make promises to them. I said, you know, who knows what's going to happen once we get over there. I mean, they're making a lot of promises, and these are the hotels we're staying at. They smell the itineraries. Everything looks great. But we'll see what happens. But the Chinese delivered on everything and more than they said they were going to deliver on. And everyone had a great time. I think when you ask people about their favorite career experiences, whether it's 10 years, whether it's next month, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, the China tour will always stand out to everybody. And it's just the beginning of things there.
There's no date to go back, though, yet, is there? Is there like a time frame you're looking at?
It's being worked on right now. So we're working on it for later in the year right now.
All right. I wanted to ask you, and if we want to skip this, that's completely fine, but I need to know, and maybe you've said this out there and others will say, oh, Rob, he's been talking about this forever. I don't know. How stressful was it running the former ROH board back in the day for you?
Wasn't that stressful? It's just the only thing that really it pisses me off is like just when people state things that are not true and they state them as the truth. Or else they like will talk crap about something, but they're not talking, they're getting it all wrong. So that's the only thing. You know, I probably should have just spent a lot less time dealing with the whole thing back then and just let the board be what it was. But like the public relations promoter side of me was like, oh, this is getting the information out there. It's a different world now, because now you don't have access to monitor it, because people right. will say what they will on Twitter and Facebook anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's not a controlled environment, but I probably should have just let it be a lot more back in the day.
At the same time, it was a new promotion too, so you wanted to be on any forum you could, and you had this board, and you're excited about the new promotion, so it's kind of hard to lay off on certain things when you're excited about your baby in a way.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good promotional tool. I'll tell you the one thing that was really great about it was building the community, and it was a huge part in building the community of the ROH fans, and you don't have it as much anymore, but back then, we had fans that would travel to every show within like a 3 to 5 hour radius.
Yeah.
And people drove a lot more back in the day. They don't really do that anymore.
Well,
I don't know why.
And that ROH board was in charge of getting a lot of different groups who weren't fans together beforehand together. I mean, I was a part of it. I was a part of the ROH board back when I was 17 when I got into Ring of Honor. You know, I'm 29 now. I was 17 getting back into Ring of Honor, and I still keep in contact with people today who I met through that ROH forum. Greg H was a big, if you remember him, he was a big supporter of ROH at the time, and he got a community.
Yeah, Greg's the man.
Greg's the man, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Greg's a man. But yeah, I mean, it was crucial to building that community. It's just, I just sort of spent less time. I should have spent less time checking out the board and more time with my wife. You know,
no, I
like one of those type of things.
Less time banning.
It was absolutely crucial and critical to building that community and the strong community we had back then, which was a huge part in building the buzz and the loyalty of ROH with the fan base. So it was absolutely very important for all that, and totally worth it when it comes to all that too. And for you to say something like, "Hey, I met people on the board, and I'm friends with them today," like that means a great deal to me, and that's like completely 100% sincere. That's not promoter talk. I mean, that's what it's all about, is when you meet people through something and you remain friends with them and you become real friends with them, or you have a lot of good times you can look back on, and that happened because we had this thing called ROH and we had this message board, that is something that's really special, and that's what it's all about, and I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah, a ton of, I think, I would drive to the shows in this area. I went to the Cage of Death show in Philly was, I think, the longest trip I ever made to it. But yeah, you would get that sense where, okay, there's other people around. We can make these trips that I normally wouldn't make just by myself. But now we've got a group together. It was certainly a fun time for me. Did you get any relief when you got to ban people?
No, I didn't like to ban people, and it took a lot. That was the other thing, is people were like, oh, he bans every, you know, all this stuff, and there's a lot of negative stuff on that board.
Yeah.
And I let a lot of stuff go. So, like, it's not like I had a quick trigger finger on banning people if they said anything negative, or they said the booking sucked or anything like that. And I've never had a problem with people saying the booking sucked. It's, you know, it's, that's all opinion, and it's not going to connect with some people, and some things might suck and some things might be good, but everyone's entitled to their opinion. It's when you start just being insulting about it, or just saying false things, like saying, oh, the booking sucked because the story did this and this and this, when it didn't do any of those things. It's like you weren't even paying attention. That stuff was annoying. But I could never justify banning anybody because they said the booking sucked. I mean, you know, and to me, the booker also, once we get into that whole generation with the message board and the ROH generation, kind of took on the same role as a coach in sports or the manager in baseball. And everyone says, oh, what's he doing making, calling that play or doing whatever? He's an idiot. And that's part of the job is taking that, you know, and letting people voice their opinion. And that's part of the fun of the people who are following it, is that they have the ability to voice that opinion. So, you know, it always annoyed me when people were like, oh, he banned me for saying this or that. But there's a lot of negative stuff on that board, and a lot of people who disagreed with stuff. And all that was on there.
There was some negative stuff. There was people that wanted to stir a pot, but we talked about the community. Overall, it was a very positive community. And I just want to take this moment to say, because I was one of those that sometimes stirred the pot on that ROH board. You may not remember, but I wanted to take this moment to publicly apologize to Gabe Sapolsky.
I'm ending this interview right now. I'm hanging up on you.
No, I want to apologize to Gabe. But I have I had one final question. What was it like working with Dave Prazak? Because he made his rise, you know, calling matches for Ian Rotten, and then he got into ROH. And he's not as prevalent. He's still working with the Shimmer promotion, but you don't see him everywhere like you used to. What do you think about Dave Prazak's work in announcing and his overall love for pro wrestling?
I don't talk to Dave like much at all anymore, and I don't know why, because, you know, we talked a lot back in the day. Mm-hmm. I always liked Dave. We always got along. We had a lot of good times together. And I guess, you know, when I do see him occasionally, and it's just like old times, and we have good times. Dave's kind of a weird cat, but that's Dave. Mm-hmm. I always liked him as an announcer, obviously. We had him as the announcer, and we also had him as a manager in FIP, and he was great in the role of a manager as well. So I've always liked Dave. He had great ideas. He created that Shimmer thing out of nothing, and he saw a niche market there, and he's really the one that really was like, okay, we can do a women's promotion of independent wrestling in the United States, and he put himself completely into it, and he made it into a success. Deserves all the credit in the world for that. He followed his vision there, and he made it into something, and you see now there's a whole bunch of other women's promotions, you know, so Dave deserves a lot of credit there. So, I really enjoyed my time working and hanging out with Dave.
Final pitch, Gabe, for the WWN events, the Evolve events coming up. Go ahead and whatever you want to get out there, get them out there here for the final pitch here this weekend for Evolve.
Yeah, this Sunday, March 8th, the Sportatorium in Deer Park, Long Island, New York, DGUSA.TV, Drew Galloway versus Roderick Strong inside the steel cage. And then we got Davey Richards coming back against Anthony Nese, Chris Hero against Drew Gulak on that show, Matt Cage against A.R. Fox, Biff Busick versus Caleb Conley. Keep an eye on that one. It's not getting a lot of hype, but that's one of those sleeper matches that between two guys. Biff Busick and Caleb Conley are two guys to absolutely keep an eye on 2015, and they had a great 2014. Don't get me wrong on that, but I think we've only scratched the surface of their potential. So that has huge potential right there. And then we got Team Tremendous coming in finally. People have been asking me for them for a long time, so we're going to give them their shot. Very entertaining tag team, and they'll be taking on Larry Dallas' new tag team. So that's all this Sunday. And, of course, it's going to be a big show because it's our last show before the WWN Live experience at WrestleMania weekend. So, you know, we got to set up some stuff and make things hot there. So it all leads WWN Live Experience, 7 live events, King of Indies. We got Shimmer, which we just talked about, Dave Prazak. We have Kaiju Big Battle. And, of course, the shows that I'm involved in, Evolve. That's Thursday, March 26th. Evolve on Friday afternoon, March 27th. And WWN Super Show is Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, March 28th, and the afternoon shows will be over in time for you to go catch another show that evening. Hopefully it's King of Indies featuring a lot of the great California talent, but then catch one of the other shows that night. And Evolve or Unopposed, and we've loaded those shows up as we talk about Drew Galloway, PJ Black, Justin Gabriel, Austin Aries and Roderick Strong on the Saturday show, Ricochet, Johnny Gargano, Law Nation, Timothy Thatcher, Chris Hero, the list goes on and on and on. You can go to dgusa.tv for all the ticket and building info. The WWE Live experience is happening just a few miles from all the WrestleMania activity, so it's a good location. And WWEonline.com for all your live pay-per-view stuff. I think I plugged everything enough. I feel like this was a weird interview for me because I was just so wired from this tiramisu latte that I feel like I rambled on a lot. So hopefully you people out there enjoyed it, and it was worth your time, and I appreciate you listening. And Rob, thank you very much for having me on. And I'm glad I did it, because I, you know, all those words about the message board and everything, that was really great to hear, and it means a lot to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thank you for all that time. I thank you for coming on with me. And iPay-per-view, these shows, you don't have to be there in San Jose to watch them. So go to WWNLive.com. You can get the information on ordering them on demand or live. Gabe Sapolsky, thank you so much.
Thank you.